And kindling, we call kindling kindling, but we also call it, we call it lightwood.
And that was the pine.
I guess so. Yeah, little split up thing.
But you'd buy that, so you'd have no reason to know.
No, you wouldn't buy it. It was just somebody, that, something that your father, your dad took care of. Other men took care of. You see, so you didn't. Mm-hmm. And they.
But I mean, the family would buy it so that you'd have no experience going to the woods or.
No, Dad would buy. He would buy the wood, but the. It seemed to me that the lightwood was the kindling.
Mm-hmm.
But I may be wrong on that.
Yeah, I've heard that. And the lightwood would be, fat pine.
That was split up in little tiny pieces, and you used it under the, to start the fire.
The fireplace. What did you call the iron things that held up there?
I think they were hand irons.
I see. Mm-hmm. And the place.
Because I remember when I learned the word andiron, after I was grown, learned, it was different from what we had called it.
I see. So you had an H.
So it was andirons.
Uh-huh. And the place in front of the fireplace, the stones or something?
I know we didn't call it a hearth. I can't think what we called it.
And did you ever refer to a large log that would be on the andirons that would keep the fire all day long?
No. Mm-mm.
Back stick or back log?
No, I didn't.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's a fine start. Let's explore some other.
Okay.
You say that you.
Oh, in the house now?
Yes, anything else?
Yeah, we call the shades roller shades.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't think we use the word draperies at all. Most people didn't have them. Maybe there were a few houses that had the heavy one, but most people, they called them curtains.
Mm-hmm.
Just about everything. Mm-hmm. And the chamber pot was the chamber. You didn't say chamber pot, you said chamber.
I see. And I wish you'd say a little bit more about Garden House and
why
you think it was called that.
Oh, evidently because it was put down away from the house and down at the end of the garden. And there were, it was a kind of sheltered because there were things growing around it, you see.
Mm-hmm.
And when you wanted to go to the garden house, the toilet, you sort of looked to see if there were no men around. And if there were men around, they would, if they noticed you, they would turn their backs ahead. So they didn't see you walking to the
house.
Yeah. Really fantastic. And we used, of course, the Sears and Roebuck catalog for toilet paper. That's the only thing we had.
You wouldn't have any idea then what men would call them?
No, I don't.
No. Never heard the word pretty?
No, that I heard that, and that sounded that sounded pretty coarse.
I see.
What the word coarse was common.
Common.
Yeah.
That's
common.
Oh,
she's
word, isn't
she's
it?
Pretty common.
Today it's a virtue to be.
Yeah.
Common, just common folks.
Right.
But if she was common.
That's just about the word.
Moral.
Common meant vulgar. Yeah.
I
think.
Moral.
Yeah.
I see. This is really very, very helpful. You mentioned getting to the attic.
Mm-hmm.
No, I think you said something about stairs or.